Good morning. Our devotion this morning is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, where Paul seeks to instruct Timothy on the challenges that different generations in a congregation bring with them. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. All of us, young, old, and in between us, require correction at some stage in our lives. It could be that we just present a negative attitude, or just a bad attitude. But there could also be issues of sin and error that needs to be corrected. And for pastors and elders, it is probably the most difficult part of their calling. That is to correct and discipline those members who stray. So Paul is well aware of these challenges, let's call them generational challenges, bring about in a congregation. And he seeks to advise and instruct Timothy accordingly. So correction is a given. Now, how do we do it best? Our first clue is in the grammar that Paul uses in verse 1. And Paul uses the word rebuke. And the Greek translation literally means to strike out at. So Paul is telling us not to strike out when we rebuke. This is not necessarily a physical striking, but rather that we must guard against being angry or emotional when we seek to correct. And therefore it emphasizes the fact that we need to correct in love. That does not mean we shy away from the truth of the situation or thinking that it may be better not to say anything lest we offend or anger the other party. No. If there is evidence of error or sin, it must be confronted. The author of the book of Proverbs reminds us as follows in Proverbs 27 verse 6. The kisses of an enemy may be profuse, but faithful are the wounds of a friend. So it is clear that if we do not confront sin and error when needed, we are regarded by God as an enemy rather than a friend of the other party. So, as Paul puts it, do not strike out at an older man, but rather treat him as your father. In other words, treat him with love and respect, even in the act of correction. Older men, treat younger men as your brothers. Again, the importance of love and respect is evident here. Embrace the younger man as a partner in the kingdom. Older women must be treated as matriarchs and be given the space to be mothers of the congregation. and to be mentors to the young women in the congregation. And again, this cannot happen if love is absent. Paul ends verse 2 referring to the younger women. Now remember, he is writing to a young pastor and also to the men in the congregation. Interaction with young women and women in general must be done with absolute circumspection and care, guarding against anything untoward, perceived or otherwise, at all times. Paul emphasizes that any interaction must be done in the context of absolute purity. So to summarize, we have a duty to approach and treat each other with respect and love at all times, allowing each group, each age group, to contribute according to their skills, personalities, and gifts that God has graced them with. If there is a need for correction or discipline, bring it under the attention of the elders. To close, we are reminded in 1 Corinthians verses 14 that we are one body with many members. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. Remember, we need each other, therefore. Young, old, men, women, and yes, even teenagers. Have a blessed day.